Hello and welcome to Mini Waffle episode number 4, the mini waffles that slip nicely in between those big juicy waffles. And we've got a normal Waffle 9 episode coming to the end of next week, and that episode will be all about Doctor Who. We've got a special guest with us, Mr. Phil Hayes will be joining us. So if you'd like to join in on that podcast, please do send us an email or an MP3 to waffleonpodcast@googlemail.com and we'll read them out or play them. So this episode of Mini Waffle is all about other podcasts. Yes, we're going to be talking about other podcasts. Yes, I do listen to quite a few. It passes my working day. It makes my working day a hell of a lot easier. So I thought we'd play some promos from those podcasts, and also just talk about some that I haven't got the promos for at the moment. Now, quite a few of these podcasts have been playing our promos, and we do thank you an awful lot. We do get quite a few extra hits when other people play our promos, and I do appreciate it. So we've got a few podcasts for you wonderful listeners, and here we go. Well, first of all, I'm going to read out the ones that I don't have the promos for. The first one is the Dad's Army podcast. This is a brilliant podcast presented by James, all about the classic late 60s early 70s British comedy Dad's Army. You can find him at dadsarmy.podmatic.com. And that doesn't have the www bit, just type in dadsarmy.podmatic.com. It's a great podcast, really worth listening to. The other one is treksinsci-fi.com, presented by Rico Dusty. Now, I actually do contribute quite a bit to Treks in Sci-Fi. I do the writing there, I do the RPG. And I've also presented the guest podcast, I did the Prisoner one. And you can find him at www.treksinsci-fi.com. Really worth anything in sci-fi. Head there and have a good listen. If you're big into Doctor Who, then you can't go wrong really than the Tin Dog podcast presented by Michael. Great podcast. They're only really about 15 minutes long. I wish you'd do some half an hour ones because he's such a great presenter. And you can find him at tin-dog.co.uk. Another podcast that deals with all things geeky and cult in the world of British TV, sci-fi and film are the Cadmeian Two Guys, presented by Paul, Andrew and Mike. This is a brilliant podcast. It's a weekly podcast. And they talk about cult films, Doctor Who, Red Dwarf, just loads of classic stuff. And you can find them at Cadmeian, and that's cadmium2.wordpress.com. Again, there's no www dot in front of that. Just go over and seek them out. It's a really good show. And the last one on the ones that I don't have the promos for is if you're into James Bond, then you really should check out the For Your Ears Only podcast, presented by Ian, Adam, and occasionally Pandy. they do it's a once-a-month podcast, really worth listening to, and you can find them at earth-2.net/podcasts/ For Your Ears Only and For Your Ears Only again. So go check them out, or just simply type in For Your Ears Only podcast. And they are pretty neat. Okay, so let's play the promos that I do have, and I'll speak to you after this.
No, I don't think he likes you at all. No, I don't like you either. I love that. That is so great. That's good writing.
Yes, because it's not much dialogue.
And because George Lucas didn't write all the dialogue.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela.
And when you're not listening to this glorious podcast, we would love to have you listen to ours, the Anomaly Podcast.
That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com.
I'm Barry Scott.
Ooh, that was a bit noisy.
Hello, this is a promo for the Flash and Blade podcast. I'm Tony, and this is my plucky girl assistant, Jo.
Hello.
That was a bit breathy, Kensington Miss, wasn't it?
Hello.
Anyway, what do we do? What do we talk about?
Oh, we talk about stuff and things.
And things?
Yeah, in equal measures.
Yeah, stuff and things. Doctor Who, science fiction, all sorts of silly stuff like that, but mainly Doctor Who, because it's my obsession. I'm the ancient wise one, and Joe knows, well, bugger all really about it.
I'm the plucky one, apparently, allegedly.
Yes, she's very, very, very plucky. We get Joe's completely fresh views on all sorts of things to do with Doctor Who and my ancient, ingrained, indefinable magic views. So that's the Flashing Blade podcast, available from www.flashingblade.org.uk, iTunes, podcast, Ali, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
That's the end of this promo. Toodles!
Bye!
Greetings, guildies. I'm Kenny.
And I'm Jenny. When you're not checking out the Waffle On podcast, why don't you check out
Knights of the Guild, the official fan podcast for the web series The Guild.
Each month, we'll bring you the latest news about the Guild cast, including what projects they're working on and what conventions they'll be attending.
Also, we'll be updating you on the current season.
We'll talk about some behind-the-scenes fun of Season 2.
As well as having cast, crew, and fan interviews.
So head over to iTunes and subscribe to Knights of the Guild.
Or go to our website for a direct download at knightsoftheguild.podbean.com. Zaboo!
Everyone, please remain calm. The Tiberius is one of the most well-designed ships in the fleet. It would take a hell of a lot more than a little interstellar turbulence to threaten her structural integrity.
Warning. Depressurization detected.
Deck 2. Suction.
We don't catch this soon. We can have catastrophic consequences for the Tiberius.
I don't know if I can cure you or anyone else, Captain.
This is going to be a long day.
Star Trek Boldly, found only on the Treks in Sci-Fi and Anomaly podcast feeds. Part 2, coming Wednesday, June 24th.
Hi, this is Rick Moyer. And when I'm not listening to Waffle On, I'm producing my own podcast. And here's a shameless plug for it. Are you ready? If you like geeky TV, if you like science fiction, if you like life in general and you want to be encouraged every week, join me for Take Him With You, the weekly podcast that's spiritual, not religious. Nobody's going to force you to believe any certain way. You can just enjoy being encouraged and listen to some crazy stories and some fun music every week. So join me. After you're done with Waffle On, tune in, go over to TakeHimWithYou.com, click on the iTunes, and download away. TakeHimWithYou.com.
All history is crap. Not my words, the words of Harrison T. Ford, inventor of the motor car and black paint. But was he right? Yes, but we've no way of knowing. Because here in the 23rd century, all the historians are dead. Hello, I'm Phil Hayes, and I'm speaking to you from the future. When I'm not reviewing important historical documents like the Waffle On podcast, I'm presenting a video podcast called The News at Then, bringing you all the latest live from history. In your time zone, you can find our reports on something called the Internet. So go to that part of the Internet called newsatthen.com. That's newsatthen.com. The News at Then, working around the clock 25:10 to bring history to life. But not like a zombie. That would be hideous.
All hands, this is the captain speaking. Starfleet has confirmed reports that Romulus was destroyed 2 weeks ago by an ultranova in the adjacent Tobas system. The colonies and subjugated worlds that survived are in need of humanitarian aid. Arabella has been assigned to a convoy that will cross the neutral zone in order to provide assistance. We are uncertain of the reception we will receive, but it is likely
we'll be met with resistance from the Romulan people. They won't want to accept charity from the Federation, but the captain says we should be prepared to accept evacuees and deal with confrontations with rogue members of the military. Security teams will need to be ready at a moment's notice.
We will begin drills at 0800 to prepare. Sick bay may be inundated with ill and wounded. I don't want my department to be overwhelmed. Many of you were a part of the staff aboard the Tiberius. You are seasoned veterans. I know you are fully capable of handling this situation.
Shields up. Red alert.
Captain, our shields cannot take much more.
Beyond the neutral zone, the Romulan people suffer in chaos. The Hobus Ultra Nova laid waste to their fractured empire. Stability has crumbled, and infrastructure ravaged. Friend and foe amass in shadows, waiting to pick their bones, yet the Federation takes nothing but their burdens. These are the voyages of Arabella, the flagship of the Seventh Fleet. Its mission, to defend the helpless, to render aid where needed, to befriend a former enemy, to boldly go where no Starfleet vessel has gone before. Season 10 of the Arabella fanfiction and RPG begins June 26th on the Treks and Sci-Fi Forum. Read along as the story progresses every day, or be entertained as you listen to the Treks and Sci-Fi microcast, The Ready Room, as we dramatically read a chapter each week.
Hello, this is Angela.
And this is Jen from Anomaly. And you're listening to our mates, Mads and Kel, on Waffle On.
The cheeky nutters.
What does that mean, anyway? It sounds bad.
Cheeky nutters. Yes, indeed, we are. So, hope you like those podcast promos that you've just heard. All the information for these will be on the Podbean, well, our Podbean website. A few of them actually friends of podcast anyway, so you can either get an easy link. But head to our website, which you should know by now, which is http://waffleon.podbean.com, and all the links for all these podcasts will be there. Okay, so I'll see you at the end of next week for Waffle On about Doctor Who. Take care.